All right, good morning. Bob the Plumber here, and this is my weekly CLO2.TV show where we talk about chlorine dioxide and how it can bless the world. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that we could evangelize the entire world by going out and curing disease and preaching the gospel, because that's what Jesus and the disciples did, and people weren't flocking to Jesus to hear him talk. They were coming because a lot of people were being cured. And chlorine dioxide actually will pretty much do that. And that's why we have a show, and we're encouraging people to share with their friends and all. The weird disconnect is the people who claim to know Jesus, the quote Christians, they're not crazy about chlorine dioxide. And then the chlorine dioxide aren't crazy about the Lord. So we're trying to get those two groups together. But I have a special guest with me today. I'm supposed to be mentioning the products from Mike, but I will get around to that as soon as we get back, right after these messages.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement, and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
I need to mention that Brighteon TV and Brighteon Store is where we get all our storable food. If we can get this on camera. There you go. This is my Ranger bucket. I got a whole stack of these at my house, not to encourage you guys to come over if you get hungry or anything. But I also have a bunch of Alex Jones's stuff that is less expensive. But the theory is that if you have to feed the masses, don't give them the expensive. This stuff's been tested, and it's the best of the best. And you save that for your wife and your children and yourself. That doesn't sound very Christian. I better leave that alone for a minute. But anyway, so today I have a very special guest, and Dr. Lee Merritt is joining us today, the medicalrebel.com And she's a dear friend of mine, and she was gracious enough to come on. And Dr. Merritt, welcome to the show. It's good to see
you.
Yeah, there you are. There you is. It's good to see your smiling face. Tell our viewers a little bit about yourself. Probably everybody's heard your name, no doubt, but some people maybe not know much about your background and what you're up to now. And I know you've got a wealth of information, probably several shows full to share, but we'll get through some of that today. But what's your background, and tell us about yourself?
Well, before COVID, I was an orthopedic trauma and spinal surgeon, and now I say I'm a professional medical rebel. But the real story is I served years ago after I did my spine fellowship in the University of Rochester, New York. My husband was at the Pentagon. He was a colonel in the Marine Corps. He was at the Pentagon, and I was exposed to a lot. I mean, I'd spent 10 years in the military, and I had a congressional appointment to what's called at the time it was called the NRAC, the Navy Research Advisory Committee, and they looked at future technology for the military. And I had the opportunity to sit next to real captains of the military industrial complex, you know, CEO of these big corporations and retired admirals and generals, et cetera, et cetera. Actually, you know, it's in DC, as people know, it's who you know and who they know, and you get to learn things. And so when this whole thing came out with COVID, I was very suspicious. And early on, in fact, I was on Alex Newman's show from JBS, and I said at the time, I said, this is not a natural organic disease. This is a bioweapon. And needless to say, I was crunched for that because in 1 month, I had another little medical office that did laser services, and I had all of my payment processors, Stripe, Square, and PayPal, told me I was a dangerous business and they wouldn't sponsor me anymore. They wouldn't function. So suddenly one day we couldn't process credit cards, that kind of thing.
Wow.
I have a great picture. This, if I can find it real quick, this is from Columbia University. Yeah, this is from Columbia University. This is what Byron. Oop, that's not it. I hit you. That's my electric culture of my thing. I hit the wrong thing. Where do I go it there? Isn't that stupid? I thought I had OBS figured out, but now I can't do it. So, well, I'll just have to transition back here. Oh, there it is. Now it's there. I don't know why I couldn't. No, I don't know why it's doing that. Well, in any case,
You have a show on Brighteon, right?
What's that? Yeah, I know it. I should have given it to them. Well, for some reason, this image won't show, but it's a picture of me and Alex Newman side by side, and it says over our faces, wrong, 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 sigh, in big yellow letters. And this was shown to Columbia University. I had a big lecture. Subsequently, the Iowa Board of Medicine came after me and said I was under investigation, as they did for 20 some other doctors who spoke out. And it's just been one exciting role ever since. But, you know, honestly, Bob, I think we're winning. And we're winning because we're showing a better way. And your chlorine dioxide, by the way, is a big part of this. That's how you and I met down at Freedom Law School. And I've been a believer ever since. I use it. I tell people, I don't tell you to use it because I don't want to go to jail like Bishop Grannon.
Right.
But I do. I use it every day myself, and this is how I use it.
Right, exactly. As a matter of fact, I've got mine right here. You know, I drink in the morning. I'll drink about 6 or 8, 10 drops, and then in the afternoon, I take all my nutrition and do all my other stuff. I keep it separate, but that's what I do. So yeah.
Well, I was going to ask you. I was going to say that is the problem I have is that I have my supplement drink I drink, and you don't want to drink it with that. And
right.
Then I have, you know, and then, you know, and so, and I don't want to drink it too fast. I want to not get, you know,
right.
too many drops all at once. But I it's sometimes a little hard to squeeze in, but I do think when people realize if you don't have a problem with your stomach and you don't need to mix it with the activator because your stomach is hydrochloric acid, it makes it a little easier. You can put it in a bottle And if you don't finish it, you put the bottle in the refrigerator that night. It won't go bad because it isn't mixed up. So
right. Well,
and I love taking a bath in it. Love the bath.
Oh yeah, and I haven't done that lately, but Bishop Grinnan, that's a big thing with him. And by the way, shout out to him and his sons. It yes. looks like, you know, he's been wanting to talk to President Trump. Looks like Trump may be in the same cell with him, looks like, because he's going to the federal. Yeah, that's where Mark is, so that maybe they'll get to meet, you know. What a blessing.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't that be crazy? But all right, here's what I met another doctor that dates all the way back to Jim Humble, and he says, take a gallon of distilled water, put like 6 or 8 drops in there, and let it sit overnight, and it will activate. Even in the purest water you can find, still has acid in it, and it's true. I did test that, and it activated. Then he says, lower the pH to 5 to 5.5, and then just drink that as your water. And so far, so good. But so what I do, I take some of that water in the morning early, and then I put some regular drops in there just to make sure he's right. So now I got a little extra. Drink that until lunch, and then after that, an hour later, I'll make my nutrition drink, same cup, and I drink that. And the thought is, now you got like 14, 15 hours for your nutrition to do whatever it's supposed to be doing. Because right. this stuff will kill any kind of antioxidant. It'll, you know, they counteract each other. But anyway, that's a little right. some.
Yeah, I think one of the problems with chlorine dioxide issue has been there's so many different procedures out there and so many right. different theories. And I love the movie that the former ICU nurse, I don't know if he still is, but there's an ICU nurse that made the universal antidote.
Yes.
Anybody that wants to understand the chemistry, the science, what's been published, how it's been used. I mean, it's so unbelievably good. It's hard to believe at first, especially as a physician, you say that's too good to be true. But
right. Well,
it really is true. And I watched, that movie, and it's, once you do that, you realize it really is the universal. I mean, this is why it's so important. I think if I were on a desert island and somebody said, you're a doctor, now you have to take care of these people that you've never seen before, what would you take? I'd take chlorine dioxide, because what is it going to miss? And that is why they don't want us to have it. Did you know, Bob, that in Canada now, the Canadians cannot import the crystals to themselves?
Really?
Now, that's
Yeah,
that
they know.
How important this is.
You know, Jeff. I don't think it. Jeff met a guy that worked with our government after he made that video. And by the way, he also has on theuniversalantidote.com. He's got a series of little 3-minute clips that tell you all about it, which is really cool too. But he met a guy. He's like in his 80s now. Worked with our government in the 60s, and he said our government tested it. And they freaked out in the 60s and said, oh, my God, if everybody takes this, life expectancy will go all the way to 100 and we'll never murder all these people. And that's why Mark and them are in jail. And that's why we don't sell it. We don't sell it. But,
right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that is and sadly, you know, that's another thing that happened to me. So I'm a classically trained physician. You know, and I believed all the stuff I was told, except when I got out away from the university bubble, you know, you're kind of in a think bubble when you're in the university. When I got out away from that, I started realizing, wait a minute, why are they saying that? We know that's not true. And then why are they saying this? For example, I'm an orthopedic surgeon, and I, as a spine surgeon, I saw adult rickets, literally adult rickets all the time. You can see it on the spine. You can actually make that diagnosis easy on the spine where you can't do it other places in the body. So we're uniquely positioned to understand that disease. Rickets meaning lack of vitamin D. My dad had rickets when he lived through the Depression. I mean, little kids did it back then. They didn't have enough milk. They didn't have things that had. They weren't out in the sunlight like we are today. I saw that. And to counteract that, we were taught in orthopedics to get people on 10,000 international units a day of vitamin D. That anything less than that is probably not going to really solve it. and that everybody, that nobody's ever overdosed at that dose. So that's what I was taught by one of the leaders in orthopedic bone health. Well, fast forward, and we hear the Institute of Medicine saying, oh, if you take more than 400 international units a day, you're just wasting your money. It's that expensive urine talk. Well, that was kind of my first wake-up call. I said, wait a minute. We know better than this. Here's the guy that knows the bone science from biopsies and academic guy. Why are they saying that? But it wasn't just about vitamin D. It was about all sorts of things, from saturated fats, statin drugs, almost everything you can name. They were 180 degrees out from the truth. And I finally awakened to the fact that the official medical organizations, the Institute of Medicine and all its minions and the CDC, all these people, they're not working for our health. This is a takedown. And that's why what you said makes so much sense, because chlorine dioxide, that's why they have to fight against that. That's why they have to fight against ivermectin. I mean, let's just look at during COVID, and now, it's still going on now. Not to mention, why do they have the jurisdiction, but how does the FDA get off telling the post office to interdict ivermectin coming in from outside the United States and destroy it?
That's crazy.
You know, and I don't know. So and to begin with, the pharmaceutical companies have gotten a monopoly on the ivermectin because they destroyed the soil in Japan where it was found. Once they knew what it was and how important this was, they went back and just bulldozed and toxified and killed all the area in the soil where this was discovered as a naturally occurring product.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is. You can't watch too much of this, Bob, and you can be the most scientific, non-biblical person in the world, but you can't watch this very long before you realize we're not fighting against flesh and blood. We're fighting against higher order evil. And this is an evil that we've never could appreciate in the world. And people that watch my Brightian show probably remember that I've been talking about Ukraine Russian war forever, because another thing that has just happened in my life that made this, that was there for a reason, is I studied Russian when I was in college, so I don't speak it, but I can read it. Okay, I can read it enough to work my way through stuff. And I will tell you, I think the whole fight between Ukraine and Russia is where the kinetic war and the spiritual war come together. Ukraine was the heart of the Khazarian Empire, and whoever and whatever these people were, they were really abject evil. They were worshippers of Moloch, and they sacrificed children. And in 1150, Prince Sviatoslav, the chief prince of the Rus, in Kiev, that Kiev was the cardinal city of the old Russia, they drove them out of there. And unfortunately, they didn't completely get rid of them. Whoever, it's like the Amalekites in the Bible, and they may be the same people. But whatever it is, these guys were doing bad things, and the Russians wouldn't have it. And this has been fighting. They've really been fighting against this ever since. The Bolsheviks were essentially Khazarians. This was and Solzhenitsyn wrote a 3-volume tome about this that I'm trying to work my way through, because they won't translate it, because the bad guys own all the publishing houses. So this won't get translated. This isn't getting translated into English. It might be this year for the first time. But he told Putin about this. And if you really look at what's going on, I just about gagged when a local minister where I am gave this prayer to Ukraine. I'm not that the Ukrainians deserve the prayers, but not the Ukrainian war effort.
Right. Okay.
This is these guys are throwing Russian Orthodox priests out of their churches. They're shutting down the churches. Under Putin, for example, 30,000 Russian Orthodox churches have stood up. There's a big difference here, and I think I can show you this picture. And this is why I say this: we're in a spiritual war. I will make sure this is the correct picture this time. Okay. This is, if you can see it, it's kind of cut off. But
no.
We all see Zelensky, the T-shirt man. Now this almost looks a little Photoshop, but nevertheless, there are real pictures, multiple pictures of him wearing a T-shirt or some kind of jacket or something that has the crest of Ukraine on. That white thing that he has there is the crest of Ukraine on his chest. Okay, and you see that crest in yellow on the blue background there. But on the far right, you'll notice that crest is a modern representation of the old Khazarian Tomga, which is in itself a representation of the sigil of Moloch. Moloch, the god of child sacrifice.
Wow.
Forever, Ukraine has been the seat of child trafficking, sex trafficking, body parts trafficking. And even today, during this war, one of the things I've been following, it's something like Chorny Transplantologia or something. It's the black transplantologists. And these are people that are harvesting the organs. I don't mean to be too graphic here on the show, but they're harvesting the organs of the near-dead Ukrainian soldiers. The mothers, see, the Ukrainians are victims of this too. Being shanghaied off the street, and they're harvesting. They love war. Satan loves war because it's a huge human sacrifice. And that's what's happening. Wow. And during this human sacrifice, they make money at the same time. They're taking the organs of these Ukrainian soldiers and they're selling them on the black market. And it's big money. And they've done it in every war. And we aren't paying attention since every modern war.
Wow.
That's the truth of what's going on here.
Yeah,
and that's why
they love war, they love money, and they love children. And it's weird that our leaders, our current leaders in Washington, they've gravitated and been working over there. How long has that been going on? How long has you think our government's been actively involved in that same corruption over there?
Well, you know, we could go back a long ways because it goes to the Civil War probably, but I can take you for sure to the Revolution of 1918. Trotsky spent time with Jacob Schiff in New York. He put him up. He housed him, fed him, and his buddies, and gave him $20 million to go over and stage the Bolshevik Revolution, $20 million in gold bullion. He sailed to pick up Lenin in somewhere in Scandinavia, and then they went and staged the Bolshevik Revolution. And it was Jacob Schiff that sent the telegram saying, you need to kill the Tsar and his family, or you'll always have a rear guard action. So Jacob Schiff, who I think is the great-great-great-uncle or great-great-uncle or something of Adam Schiff, we've been involved in this for a long time. But the big thing started really, the most proximate thing that's caused this started after World War II. And I suggest people look at the Dulles brothers because they were historically very central to this whole thing. But they started, Alan Dulles became the chief of the, I think it was Alan that became the chief of the CIA. But after World War II, General Galen, who was a German general, he was one of the two generals not tried at Nuremberg, and he and Dulles set up the CIA essentially, and Galen didn't get prosecuted because he gave to them the Galen Org, which was the spy network against the Soviets, and they set up shop in Western Ukraine. Now they've been there ever since, and so that is when Putin says he's denazifying Eastern Ukraine. That's true. They were always there in Western Ukraine, but NATO has pressed this, and now they've moved into the Eastern Ukraine, and they were shelling and killing and murdering the people of the Donbass, which are Russian-speaking people in Eastern Ukraine. So at some point, Putin said, we got to do something about this, and they moved in and did what they call the special operation. In 2014, the duly elected president of Ukraine, Yanukovych, was deposed through a fake color revolution. They call it the Maidan Revolution, that we, NATO, staged and through the CIA to depose him. And through a series of then intermediates like Poroshenko and stuff, now we have the T-shirt man, Zelensky, who's been, if you look at Zelensky and you look at Soros, they are dead ringers. I mean, they are like not just related. The Pentagon says he's his nephew, but in any case, poor Soros, and even the Pentagon admits they're relatives. So he's a gay cabaret actor that was put in as the president of Ukraine, funded by an oligarch named Kolomoisky. And Kolomoisky's running a steel plant in Ohio now, by the way. So yes, I know this is really ugly. But in any case, that's what caused this whole thing to kick off. And now the Russians have decided we're done with this. By the way, in our Congress that say, oh, you mean there are bioweapons labs in Ukraine? What? You know, no. These guys in 1991 bought up all those labs. Our government bought up all those labs under the Cooperative Threat Reduction Act. They staffed them. They funded them. They directed the research. Our Congress has been sending bioweaponeers W-4 and W-9 forms ever since. Don't let them tell you that this is just a new newsflash for them. We've been running these labs. In fact, the lab in Tbilisi, Georgia is named the Luger Lab. Why? Because this was funded by the Non-Luger Act of 1991.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my
goodness.
This
is how bad this is. Yeah. And what I think is interesting, here's a good note, to end this on a good note. The interesting note is, whom did President Trump have in his office? You know, it's hard to know if there's a white hat, black hat, who's who, what's happened. It's like spy versus spy, and nobody can tell for sure who's what's going on here. I personally think there's got to be some kind of take back in the back rooms, or we wouldn't be alive right now.
Right.
But President Trump had a guy, he had Andrew Jackson on his wall as a picture in the White House. Why Andrew Jackson? He's the guy that first shut down the first Federal Reserve Bank run by the Khazarians. The second, now, who did Putin have at one time in his office? I don't know if he still does, but there was a picture of Putin in his office, and he had a picture of Prince Svyatoslav, the Prince of the Rus, who in 1150 drove the Khazarians out of Ukraine. I don't think that's an accident.
Wow. Very, very interesting, man.
That's my summer.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was amazing. And you never did finish telling us about yourself and about some of your military stuff. But we're going to talk about that and some more things and hopefully learn some more great stuff after we listen to these messages and then we talk again about our store we got going on here. But we'll do that right after these messages.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today. With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
All right, welcome back. Okay, folks, during the break, I was telling Dr. Merritt that I saw a great interview by her, and is that on your website? And she's going, well, no, I mean, I don't have any help. It's hard to get everything done, blah, blah, blah. But If you'll show this, this is the, you know, what y'all just heard was like amazing. Everybody's going, don't go to break, don't go to break. Well, we have to. But if you'll look at this, it's Laura Lynn Tyler Thompson, and it's an interview. I found it on BitChute, but Dr. Merritt didn't even have it. So I sent it to her. She's going to put it on her website, which is, this is her website right here, Dr. Lee Merritt, the Medical Rebel. There's her website. You can find it. Oh, and I was going to show y'all this too. Right here, look at this. This is her weekly fun fact. So read that real quick. And she also has a section on there if y'all have finished reading that. Yeah, squeeze that down. She got a thing about chlorine dioxide. Look at her go, because she knows the power of chlorine dioxide. So the medicalrebel.com. And also, Dr. Merritt, how can people donate? There's people watching this that are freaking out right now, and they're going, "You what? She doesn't have like a staff of six people that are doing everything for her?" And the truth be told, and we were talking about this, nobody, there's only a few people in the Patriot movement that are well-funded. And like Dr. Merritt was telling me, you might want to take a close look at those folks, because I'd say the majority of the people are struggling, like Karen Kingston and really almost all of the Patriots are barely scraping by. And whereas our enemy that we're fighting against, the Satanists, you know, they just print their money. Man, they got all kinds of money. And this is an uphill battle, and it's uphill because the majority of people who see these shows don't ever give any money to anybody. So my advice to you is find something to do with your money, because it's fixing to evaporate anyway, and you can't take it with you. And all you guys out there that are going to get raptured, if you really believe that, whatever that is, I would call it BS, but that's just for Bob Sisson. But if you really think you're getting raptured, then give your money away. What the hell? You ain't going to take it with you. But anyway, all right, Dr. Merritt, take us wherever you want to go now. We were in Russia a while ago, or in the Ukraine. But you were telling me a little bit about funding and about some of the patriots that may not be patriots. Is that something we need to touch on?
Well, I don't want to drop a dime on anybody, but I'm just going to say that I really think that we're in a movement, we're in a time, and this has always been true, but we just didn't recognize it. You know, we did not recognize the satanic evil around us because it was well hidden. And these guys speak in the old Babylonian language and symbols. And they, for example, I mean, they have word magic. I tell you, word magic, this comes back from old Babylon. What we're facing, this, what we call Satanism, they call the old religion, these people. And if you, let me show you, I'm going to actually show you a picture. Since you mentioned Laura Lynn Tyler, let me just show you something. I was in Winnipeg. After I went up and spoke in Canada not too long ago, I was in Winnipeg with my husband. And I was walking by this building, and I saw this statue. And I don't know about you, but to me, this doesn't, it's not like seeing the Statue of David, okay? It's not right. Like seeing the Mona Lisa. It doesn't make you feel good. You've got this creepy, evil-looking dog and this kind of robotic, you know, transhumanist sitting with him. And I thought, what kind of a building, what kind of a business would put that out in front of them? So let me go see if I can go to the next picture here. Yeah, so I said, well, here...
Another tech giant.
Well, another tech giant moment. Well, anyway, I had another picture, but there's a picture of this thing, and when I turned to look at the building, I'll just describe this. When I turned to look at the building, it had every window on that building. It was not a hotel, but every window on that building had a thing that looked like an H. Okay, like a little H with a curlicue on it. Now, it just happened that Carrie Mondi and I were at a meeting one time, and we're looking at the carpet at this meeting, and we're realizing we're sitting in a circle, this big hotel ballroom. We're sitting on a carpet that has surrounded us with all these old Babylonian symbols. And that symbol is a symbol of Saturn or Satan, what we call, you know, it's the god of the pit, essentially. So here it is on the windows of this building in front of here. And so we can't get away from the fact that we are, you know, you can read all these books. They used to joke that when I was out and I was just a military wife, that I'd read more of the Commandant of the Marine Corps' professional reading list than most Marine officers, which was maybe true. I mean, I just read all that stuff because I just was interested. But you can read all this stuff and you can talk about fifth generational warfares if you think you know what's going on. And then one day you realize not one book, not one bit of information has ever told you that the whole show is being run by people that sacrifice children and worship Moloch. That escaped our attention. You know, right. All the Christians who thought they, you know, who read the Bible every day, how many of them really recognize Satan in the street trying to murder your children with this COVID? We had churches putting up vaccine stations. Really? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So to me, what COVID did was made evil very, very real. And evil, and it really is not, you know, about human beings as normal people. We don't start wars. All the stuff in history that we look at, the depressions, the wars, the plagues, the famines, did it really happen naturally? I don't think so.
No.
It's been created, and we are in the middle of one of these. And we have to recognize, it was Manly P. Hall. He was a big Mason at some point, I guess. But anyway, he has a famous saying. He says, when humans can read symbolism, then their eyes will be open. The shingles will fall off their eyes. They'll see what's really going on. And that's why I've started collecting all this stuff. I've started really looking at the symbols around us. And when you do that, you realize this really is a satanic ritual going on, and it's being run by demonic powers. So who are people that are the players? That was your question, and here's the answer. There's multiple tiers. Just like at the very bottom, just like in what Lenin and Stalin talked about, they're the useful idiots. These are people that don't understand any of this, and they just get caught up in the transgender movement or the Bolshevik movement or whatever. They get caught up in a movement, BLM, whatever, and they think that it's the right thing to do for people. They're doing the best thing for society. Well, they're just not awakened to what's going on. We know those people. Then there are people that they don't really get it either, and they're kind of stuck, and they just kind of go along to get along. Kind of they're not participating overtly in evil, but they're still in hospitals. For example, I tell nurses that come to me and say, tell about this because I can't, I'll lose my job. I said, wait a minute, you're telling me about murder in your hospital and you still want to work there. This is like, you still want to work in Auschwitz. Why don't you start speaking up? It's at some point, tune sede malice. We all have to extract ourselves. Do not accede to evil. Do not participate in evil, because the people running this show, they don't ever get their hands dirty. They use our hands to do the evil. And that's right. A very important point. Right. The next level up from that are people that may not be bloodline Illuminati family Satanists, but they know what's going on to some degree, and they're willing to participate for money and power. Wow. And then at the top, you have these, what John Coleman years ago in the Committee of 300 called the Committee of 300. There's, you know, in 2011, Gladfelter did a study. He was an economist in Switzerland, and he proved that the 37 million corporations in the world were owned by 147 companies. And when you come down and you look at those companies and you roll it out, it turns out they're controlled by four big hedge funds that are controlled by apparently 150 men.
Right.
Now, those 150 men running over 85, 90% of the world's corporate wealth, they didn't get there because they were the best students at Wharton College. Trump was actually at Wharton College. They got there because they're bloodline. They're all related, just like Zelensky's related to Soros. That's what's going on. And once you kind of deconstruct this whole thing and you start learning to read the symbols, you'll see it everywhere. You'll realize how foolish we were to believe these people. And the farmers, interesting point, I'm giving a talk, Sherry Tenpenny, we have a boot camp, the Five Docs boot camp is coming up here in July, and you can find it on her site. But I'm doing a talk on the history of medicine, the ethical history of medicine, essentially. And I wanted to go back and look at the old translations of the Hippocratic Oath. And it's shocking to me that nowadays, now, the translation that's the closest to what I took in 1980 was from a guy named Francis Adams in 1849, so well before the pharmaceutical companies took us over, right? So I figured that's a pretty safe one. There's one from the 1730s I couldn't find the translation of, but in none of these can I find the original Greek. It would be very interesting to put the original Greek Hippocratic Oath, which he believes, and others believe, really was from Hippocrates. I mean, there's an argument that a lot of this stuff is kind of collected knowledge put together, but the oath seems to really have been from Hippocrates, and Hippocrates was like 450 BC. But you can't find the original Greek now. It'd be interesting to put that through the auto-translate and see what it actually comes out through that, but you can't find it. And why is that? Because the Hippocratic Oath, if you really take it and believe it and understand what it's saying, you would never allow yourself to be part of this, ever. Because it says the thing that I didn't understand, now by the way, in 2024, the University of Pittsburgh medical students, they wrote their own oath. And it's
really
about diversity and, you know, LGBTQ++ and the Black Lives Matter. And, you know, it's just about a bunch of garbage. But the original oath, one of the most important, if not the most, I think the most important point is when you go into the house of the patient, you go only for the patient. And I remember thinking, who else would you go in for? Now I know. They want you to go in for the good of society, for the profits of big pharma, to keep people from sucking up the Medicare dollars. In other words, there's a lot of people that would rather have you dead. And that's what we are fighting, those people. And I think we're in a great culling. I think that's what this is about. I think that we are being purposely poisoned. Again, old language, they use language that they have a weird thing in this religion that if they don't tell you what they're going to do to you, then they have karmic guilt. To get out of that guilt, they have to inform you and you have to accede to it. I told this to Teresa Long a long time ago before she came into the public eye at all. And I said she was worried she was going to get out of the Army because she said, Lieutenant Colonel Long, who's done so much good now in this fight, but she said she was worried that they were going to come in and forcibly vaccinate her because she was the only unvaccinated person in the Department of Preventive Medicine, her Department of the Army Preventive Medicine. These are senior officers, all of them doctors. What the heck? And they all got the vaccine except her. And I said, don't worry about that. They are never going to tie you down and inject you because it doesn't work that way. They have to have your agreement. You have to say yes to evil.
Wow.
And then it comes in. And so what happens is they trick you, though, with the language. They can tell you things that they tell you, but they tell you in a way that you don't know. So when they said, for example, there's a new virus spreading around Wuhan that's killing all these people. They didn't lie. But they didn't tell you that in Latin, virus means toxin, poison. So what they really were telling you, there's a new poison spread around Wuhan that's killing people. That was true. And they know this is all about toxins, which is why your point that the chlorine dioxide is so important. It's also about parasites. And that's you've become the king of chlorine dioxide. I've kind of become the queen of parasites, much to my chagrin. I mean, I'm not the world's expert on parasites, but the people who are not standing up. And what we have to do is stand up and say, there's a way out of this. We need to, the other thing I would say is, look at the people that you put on a pedestal as your hero and say, are they doing anything to change the equation now? Or are we still fighting the last war? You know, never fight the last war. You got to fight the next war. You got to be proactive. So it doesn't help to right now sit around and perseverate on stopping the vaccine. Nobody's taken the vaccine. It doesn't help to perseverate on, you know, things that happened like, you know, long ago. We got to start thinking about where we go in the future. And we're in a demographic nightmare. In other words, we are going to lose a lot of people to this infertility and slow kill bioweapon. But I think we know things now that we can't prove exactly what's in it, because how do you do that? I mean, I learned from Mike Adams. You know, you can't just put it into an mRNA sequence, or you can't put it into an NMR and just have it spit out and tell you, oh, it's this. That doesn't work that way. You have to know what you're looking for. And so when you don't know what you're looking for, you're completely at the mercy of these psychopaths and big pharma that are running the show, them and their overlords. So what we have to do is realize, let's look at what seems to be making a difference. And we now know a bunch of things. For example, one of the things I think is a big one, and this is if you've taken the vaccine, the so-called vaccine, the jab, and I hate that word jab, though. You take that, one of the things we're seeing among young people is cancer breaking out. That never happened. We didn't see it like that. They call it turbo cancer in people that have already had cancer. Why is it all coming out? Well, if you believe the German scientists that have been saying this for years, cancer is actually parasites, that we've been misunderstanding the nature of cancer. That's why the NIH has all these vast numbers of articles about researching ivermectin and cancer. And it's not just ivermectin, nitazoxanide, hydroxychloroquine, you name it. There's all these drugs that seem to be working for things are anti-parasite drugs, and they all seem to have some anti-cancer effect. This goes along with what Otto Warburg couldn't prove it, but this supports everything he said when he was in the 1920s about cancer. So I got to say, we've been lied to, and we're being used. And the way we get ourselves out of this is let's start trying to save the people that took the vaccine. Because if we don't, we're going to lose a lot of us. And then where are we?
Okay,
that's a problem.
So what do you recommend for that, though? Obviously, chlorine dioxide. I've heard, what is it, NAC, and EDTA. What are products that you think are good for people? And do you have a store? I'm gonna put up Brightown.
Yeah, I do.
Store.
And actually, I've got a new. It's going to be called Rebel Immunity. It'll update my current immune product. But and not to be shameless, but I think I've got some stuff in there that really are key, like copper. They're lying to us about all this. But you know, what I've done is gone back and think about the difference between ancient medicine and modern medicine. Modern medicine is, as Max Kaiser says, it's filled with complexification and crapification. We make it sound like everything's complicated. You got to have this billion-dollar workup to get the perfect diagnosis. And what happens? How many people go through all that and they don't really have a diagnosis that's any more than a description? They haven't gotten to the root cause of their problem. Now, in ancient medicine, as I said earlier, there are only two root causes. That you've lost contact with God and that you've gotten toxified. You're poisoned with a toxin. They knew about toxins. So I think we can expand that a little bit today. But we don't have to do $1 million workup to get us there. Just there are like four or five things you need to do. Of course, get right with God. That's always a good start. But the next thing is detoxify, and there's where the chlorine dioxide does. There are much of what we're getting out of these shots and just in the world in general. Look at the chemtrails and our food supply, and I mean, they poison us at every turn. So detoxification is the key, and there are multiple routes to that. I mean, I'm chelating myself right now. I found my lead level was high. Chelation may help with this vaccine too. We know that there's some electronic devices in there. There's really strange stuff in there. But so deep, whatever, there's multiple things. And I have it on my site under that red bar is what to do for vaccine remorse and just a general, I've got videos out on Rumble about the general principles of how to be healthy. And there's like 5 to 7 principles, depending on which one you watch. But the first one is detoxify. The second one is treat your parasites. And there's ways to do that. Now, I know that you guys in the chlorine dioxide community do this in Africa, and you have different protocols. And I'm not as familiar with those protocols as you guys are. I would love to see your protocol. It's simplified, taken, just put out in a simple form that we could use, because that would be nice for people that can't get the parasite medicines. But I can tell you from personal experience, it makes a huge difference to you. So don't collapse. They're killing you indirectly with parasites with the vaccine. So get rid of the parasites. We know about supplementation. I mean, Mike does that. I do that. You have to come up with a plan of supplementation. I'm trying to keep mine as simple as possible with the least bottles of pills. Okay, so it's just right. A couple pills and a drink. So you got to do that. Why did people's hair fall out with COVID? Because they were deficient in things, and that made it worse. Okay. And then the last thing that we need to pay attention to is EMF toxicity. That is a huge issue. So you need to, I've got a thing on my website about that too. You got to modulate EMF. I spent most of my professional life standing in 30 pounds of lead in an operating room because of x-rays. We are in orthopedic surgery, we're always around x-rays. But that isn't the way you get rid of this problem. You have to wear something on you. You have to put it in your house. You have to moderate your environment. And ultimately, we have to get them to stop beaming us with these wavelengths.
Wow. And of course, we don't even have time to talk about 5G, but that's something else that they have in their back pocket that I think they're going to activate. I think the jab and then using something in that 5G, I think they have the ability to really kill people at will now. in their own homes.
Oh, I think that's always been it, Bob. I think that's always been it. This, like I say, when they said there was a virus spreading, it was a toxin. And the way I put this together, this is just me. I can't completely prove this, of course, but I believe what Karen Kingston found in the patents and what I found about these the center about parasites, it's about the ACE2 pathway in the body. And the ACE2 pathway is just a chemical pathway. It's kind of like a biochemical pathway. It's like your insulin receptors, only this is a receptor that regulates other things other than glucose. The ACE2 pathway is what they found that they have a different genetic affinity than most people. The bad guys here are somewhat immune to this or very immune to this, okay? And we're not. And what you do is they spread around a toxin, and Karen Kingston, I think, has nailed it. I think this is a smart hydrogel. They put this hydrogel around Wuhan. Notice it didn't spread everywhere in China. It just went to that city, but they didn't stop transport. Why didn't it go to Beijing and wipe out Beijing or Shanghai or these other cities? No, it was just Wuhan, and they spread it around, and then when they wanted to start it, they turned on the 5G. That was on October 9th or 12th, the same date at the event 201, and that kicked it off.
Wow.
And that's what's going on. It's a combination, yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Listen, you are a encyclopedia of information, and really appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you so much. When is your show on Brighttown? I'm sure you have an hour of this.
Oh, 6 o'clock. Yeah, 6 o'clock on Wednesdays, Central Time. 6 Central.
6 Central.
7 Eastern.
7 Eastern.
Yeah, I always tell
Wednesdays.
People, if you think it's confusing out there, you should see it in here.
And you can go back and look at all the shows that she's done.
Yeah.
Go to brighttown.tv and look it up. All right, if you'll share my screen, we're going to go out by showing you Mike's store here because we're promoting the Brighttown store. It's got all kinds of stuff you can get. Dr. Merritt, thank you. Look forward to hearing from you again.